I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
What is up, Wisconsin? How y'all doing today? I don't know, it feels, it's Tuesday, but it does not feel like a Tuesday to me. And
I've been getting Thursday.
Yeah, I'm getting strong Thursday vibe. Everybody, my name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That other beautiful lady's voice, she's part of our production team, helps us out here on The Maggie Dawn Show. That is producer Jess.
Hey-o.
If you give us a call or text during the show, feel free to give producer Jess a shout. 855-752-4842. Donald Trump is getting set to speak at one of his, dare I say, infamous rallies in short order here. He's probably going to trot out the same old, but it seems we have a bit of a vice president debate coming up here, Jess, tonight, which should be interesting. Yeah. I'm wondering if the former president, now MAGA cult leader, is going to try to do any table setting for the debate this evening. That'll be one to keep a lookout for. Folks, we've got a great show for you this afternoon. We should be joined, hopefully, I've got my fingers crossed, by an author, a reporter, a contributor to Mother Jones Magazine, which is just fabulous. Her name is Kiera Butler. She's hoping to join us in this 2 o'clock block here because she wrote an article that blew my hair back. It's called this: To Understand J.D. Vance, You Need to Meet the, quote, Theo Bros. And if you're inferring, might these be bro-type dudes that are real big on Christian nationalism and religion and their version of non-debatable theology where potentially women don't play so much of a role, nor does any sort of multicultural America? Then you would definitely be getting what Miss, again, her name is Kiera Butler, is laying down. We're hoping she's going to be able to join us in this 2 hour block at 2:30. We're going to have, of course, it's Tuesday, it's Yes Chef with Adam Pavlak. And since it is the kickoff of the playoffs and football season is underway, we're going to talk to Chef Adam Pavlak about tailgating and tailgating tips and tricks. We're going to want to hear from each and every one of you. What are some of your favorite tailgating hacks? What are your favorite tailgating dishes that might be a little out of the ordinary? That coming up at 2:30. Of course, at top of the hour, it is Maggie and the Millionaires talking money today. We're talking about working people, folks that work for a living, with Dr. Heidi Scherholz, one of the country's top labor market economists and president of the Economic Policy Institute. If you feel like you keep working and you're not getting ahead, you're not going to want to miss that episode of Maggie and the Millionaires. That's at 3 o'clock. And the hits keep on coming, everybody. We've got Peter Barca running for Congress, one of my favorite all-time elected officials. Peter's going to join us at 3:30. You know, folks, I talk about David Crowley being one of the most reasonable men in politics. Tom Paulsowitz, two-time congressional candidate. I think you could also count, of course, Governor Evers in that mix. But indeed, Peter Barca is one of the most reasonable men I have ever talked to in politics. I think if you were dropped on planet Earth from Mars and you started talking to Peter, you would have no idea what party he belongs to. That's how reasonable Peter is. Jess, I see you chuckling.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Wisconsin is blessed with a fair number of really reasonable men in politics. We certainly have our fair share of unreasonable men in politics.
Yes.
But we have some good eggs.
We do have some good eggs. Of course, there's very reasonable women in politics as well. But you're going to be joined by Peter this afternoon at 3:30. And at 3:50, we're going to just squeak her in. Her name is Amanda Merkwe. She is on the executive committee for the ACLU of Wisconsin. I want to talk to her and get her gut check on all of this crazy voting, not voting interference, I'm going to call it election interference from the MAGA cult. Mayor of Wausau, Sheriff of Dodge County, Congressman Tom Tiffany, they all seem to have gone off the deep end. So I can't wait to talk to Amanda about that. So we got a stacked show for you all today. And as we wait for Kiera Butler to join us, it was really this weird symbiotic moment last night as I was preparing to talk with Kiera. And if we can't get her today, we will have her come back. And here's what I mean by that. So Kiera's writing about these Theo bros and this really weird, mostly online, extremely hyper-masculine, anti-woman, anti-inclusive, anti-diversity, retrograde, let's blow the government up and start all over again, ideologies that are getting bandied about online. And listen, the roots of this, the seeds, were planted many decades ago in the 70s, but this particular virulent strain of Christian nationalism, this hyper-masculine, anti-19th Amendment, I'll remind you, and if you don't know what that is, that's the amendment that gave women the right to vote. They actually think that women shouldn't vote, that was a great mistake. It is explicitly talked about by a lot of these Theo bros. This discussion with Kiera coincided, of course, with what I can only call one of the creepiest Elon Musk tweets of all time. And it was just a couple weeks ago. But when Elon Musk responded to Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris, I don't know if you all remember this, but it was downright creepy. After Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris, Elon Musk tweeted out, "Fine, Taylor, you win. I will give you a child."
Now, ew!
It's so gross, right? Thank you, producer Jess, part of the Maggie Dawn team here, for saying the ew that we're all thinking. "Fine, Taylor, you win. I will give you a child." Beyond the fact that it's really creepy to be talking about impregnating someone you don't know, this very phraseology of a man like giving a woman a child, and that this, of course, is the legitimizing thing for women, which is this massive strain and basically everything that J.D. Vance talks about, it is not a coincidence that Elon Musk, the most online bro of bros, right, like the king poobah of bros, is kind of part of this whole Theo bro culture. Now, Elon Musk, not a particularly religious dude himself, but this strain, and they do actually call out Taylor Swift specifically and attack her, blaming her for the moral decline of America, the fact that fewer women are getting married, all these kinds of things. By the way, when fewer women are getting married, that also means that fewer men are getting married.
Typically, I mean, statistically.
Right, as like fewer women, as if the paucity of guys like Doug Emhoff has nothing to do with the fact that fewer women are getting married. By that, I mean, they have this antiquated notion of the roles of men and women. And Elon Musk has basically put out a lot of this virulent, sexist, misogynistic language before. We saw it again in response to Taylor Swift. To add another log on this weird, coinky-dink fire, just last week, the New York Times, this came out on September 23rd, published an article that said this: "In a first among Christians, young men are more religious than young women," specifically talking about Gen Zs. You can see sort of how all of this stitches together, right? That there is this particular online, hyper-regressive, Christian nationalist, racist, sexist strain of ultra alt-right extreme Christian nationalism that J.D. Vance is a part of. He's not just a part of it. He's part of the machine that feeds this. And then last night, this happened. Rachel Maddow got on her show and put together one of the most important, historically centered and framed explanations of why J.D. Vance says so many things that make you go, ew. That this is not just part of this theo-bro extreme Christian nationalism. And again, these guys, these theo-bros, they believe that the 19th Amendment, that women voting, that that was a mistake. Oh, they also, slavery? Maybe not so bad. This is what very famous theo-bros said in his book from 1996 called Southern Slavery as It Was. He argued this, that the master-slave dynamic was, quote, a relationship based on mutual affection and confidence, end quote. And that, quote, there has never been a multiracial society which has existed with such mutual intimacy and harmony in the history of the world as that of the antebellum South. Pro-slavery, anti-women's suffrage, hyper-oppressive. This is the strain. This is the ideological birthplace of J.D. Vance, and Rachel Maddow stitched it all together. I am going to share with you, in case you missed it, because it is so gosh darn important, and it relates to what we are going to talk to Kiara Butler about. We'll schedule her back. But you're not going to want to miss this, because the historical context here is shocking. And you will not believe what J.D. Vance actually thinks should happen to our Democratic Republic. Don't go anywhere, anybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.